Britney Spears' mom missing in action. She was supposed to be on The View tomorrow. Remember, we were talking about this yesterday a bit. And Britney Spears' mom was going to go on The View and be on the Hot Topics segment and everything. And there was some curiosity as to what she would talk about. Is she going to, go after her daughter on the show? And now she's not scheduled to be on there anymore. And no one can find her.
Which bums me out because I was actually considering watching it. I thought about it for a good minute and a half.
I hear you had written off The View since they kicked Ro off. But
Ro?
If I can't get my fix of Ro, I'm still hoping they come through with a good replacement on this. Roseanne Barr is still my favorite choice on this.
I have a feeling it's going to be Kathy
Griffin?
Yeah.
Really? No. No, it won't be.
She's been guest hosting a lot.
So what? Yeah, they have Joy Behar already. They already have their purely comedic person on the show. I still know that Kathy Griffin can tackle the social issues as well as Rosie O'Donnell can. By that, I mean, kind of blurring the lines between reality and fiction and, pissing a bunch of people off.
Oh.
Because that was kind of a ratings grabber for him. Roseanne would be perfect. But she doesn't think she's going to get it. Well, what are you going to do? Hey, look at this. Lindsay Lohan's Law. Remember last week we were talking about clubs and how they're faced with this dilemma of letting in underage stars and everything?
Yeah.
You let them in and you're hot. You don't let them in and you're lame. Well, looks like they've already started to not let people in. They're already starting to deny people.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Underground, they're calling it Lohan's Law.
That's a good title for
it. Everyone's singing her praises this morning. Oh, yeah, Paris Hilton's first night in jail. I guess it just went fantastic. As good as it can go, at least. So, congratulations, I guess. I don't know.
Congratulations, you didn't get shanked.
Yeah, that's good. So, after 15 hours in jail, TMZ.com got some inside sources there, and they're calling her a model citizen. Gracious, thankful, and polite to the staff. And her outfit, she's wearing a short-sleeved orange jumpsuit. She still had on the makeup she was wearing the night before. Her hair is down. There's no hair extensions. Oh, no, excuse me. They don't let hair extensions happen, but with her, I guess they let it because they're lightly wound.
Tightly wound.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh, glasses, maybe. Eek.
Someone needs to visit the eye doctors.
Oh, man. She's not interacting with any of the inmates. She's basically by herself. And they let her out an hour a day, I guess, to use her cell phone or take a shower. I'm guessing all that time spent on the cell phone. So she probably isn't trying to hook up too much there. So, yeah, she can probably go unkempt for a while. And the funniest thing about this whole Paris Hilton thing so far is that TMZ.com, I guess they saw Richard Simmons driving around town. And so they had a video camera pointed out their window at him driving. And he looks over and waves a bit. You should go to TMZ's website and check it out. He waves a bit and then stops and rolls down his window. And he starts talking to these guys.
Good morning! You
Hi.
Look lovely!
What are you doing?
We're heading over to Paris' house because she's supposed to go to jail today.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, let's say a little prayer.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, please take care of Paris while she's in there.
God.
Make sure she's a good girl and she exercises and eat healthy. Amen.
Amen.
Paris, come out soon.
Come out soon. I didn't know the gay community was looking for Paris Hilton to join up. All right.